Tensions are rising between the West and Moscow over Russian military intervention in Ukraine after the United States and the European Union announced sanctions and a suspension of visa talks aimed at punishing Russia. Russia's President Vladimir Putin also spoke with his US counterpart Barack Obama, saying US-Russia relations should not suffer due to ongoing disagreements over Ukraine. The hour-long phone call was the second between the leaders in less than a week. Stefan Boss reports.
U.S. President Barack Obama has joined European Union leaders in condemning a decision by Parliament of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula to join Russia and to hold a referendum on the issue later this month. Speaking at the White House, he also announced sanctions against Moscow as Russian forces are effectively in control of Crimea.
I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
In Brussels, EU leaders agreed to suspend visa and investment talks with Russia to protest what they view as a Russian invasion, explained European Council President Herman Van Rompuy.
We have today decided to take actions, including those envisaged by the Council of Ministers of Foreign Affairs, the 3rd of March. Notably, to suspend bilateral talks with the Russian Federation on visa matters, as well as talks with the Russian Federation on the new agreement.
He said the EU also supports postponing talks of the G8 summit that was planned in Russia, while an EU association agreement would be signed with Ukraine soon. It comes amid concerns the tensions with Russia will spread beyond Ukraine's borders, with American, Romanian and Bulgarian naval forces coordinating training together in the Black Sea. Washington has stepped up NATO air policing over the Baltics. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen expressed security concerns after allies spoke about Ukraine at the request of Poland, which borders that former Soviet nation.
NATO stand by Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and by the fundamental principles of international law.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said he hopes a diplomatic solution can be found.
And it's clear that no military option is on the table. But it's clear that it's up to Russian government to make the step back.
But with tensions rising, concerns remain over the biggest confrontation between the West and Russia since the fall of the Berlin Wall. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.